Democrats are hoping this will be the year they retake control of the New York State Senate for the first time in a decade. One key race, November 6th, is for the 40th district seat, where Republican incumbent Terrence Murphy faces Democrat Pete Harcum. I spoke with Harcum about why he's in the race and his top issues. Harcum comments on the array of pipe bombs sent to prominent Democrats last week.
Well, it strengthens our resolve. You know, the tone is being set by the president. Political discourse has been shattered. And that's why people are so passionate about this race, because they realize it's not just about issues and personalities. It's about values and what kind of society we are and what kind of state we want to be.
Harcum supports so-called red flag laws to help prevent mass shootings like the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. He says the laws allow concerned family members or community members to petition a judge to temporarily take guns away from specific people who are a danger to themselves or to the public. Harcum says he wants to ensure that New York becomes the 12th state to pass a red flag law. Harcum is facing criticism from political opponents who say he's too close to Governor Andrew Cuomo after serving in his administration. He disputes that and says he has broad support.
I've also been endorsed by the Working Families Party. I'm in this race because the Republican Senate has abdicated their right to lead. This past term, they couldn't even pass simple things like red light cameras or local tax warrants, let alone important things like Reproductive Health Act, Child Victims Act, or the Red Flag Bill. This race is being waged by hundreds and hundreds of volunteers. It's their race. It's not the governor's race. It's not any individual's race. It's not my race. We've asked them to take ownership of this race, and they have, because they're fighting for Hudson Valley values and not Donald Trump's values.
But did Governor Cuomo approach you and ask you to run?
He was one of the people. I'd been asked twice to run in this race by the DSCC. It was not a good time in my life. My daughters were still home right before they went to school. I wanted to be around for them. A number of elected officials and party leaders asked me to run. And don't forget, I won a primary. So the Democrats of this district have asked me to run in this race.
How do you win this race?
We're reaching out across a broad spectrum to independent voters who make up roughly a third of the district, liberal Republicans who feel alienated by the direction of their party. We're reaching out to Muslim Americans, Hispanic Americans, African Americans, Asian Americans. We are reaching out to everybody in this corner who feels disenfranchised by the president's rhetoric at the national level, but also don't feel served by the New York State Senate Republican majority.
Harcum's opponent, incumbent Republican Terrence Murphy, who is running for his third term, has historically tied his Democratic challengers to New York City politics, including Mayor Bill de Blasio.
On the one hand, they try to tie me to Cuomo, and on the other hand, they try to tie me to de Blasio. You know, two people who don't like each other, all of a sudden they're going to have a truce over my race. The fact is, I don't know Bill de Blasio. I've never met Bill de Blasio. Everybody working on this campaign are either people who've worked on my campaigns in past years, and the new folks are all local. They're not the governor's people. They're not de Blasio's people. They're my people. And this race is a local race steeped in Hudson Valley values. It has nothing to do with New York City. It has nothing to do with Albany. This is a Hudson lower Hudson Valley race steeped in our values.
Ethics reform. What is needed?
Everybody is accountable. Absolutely everybody is accountable, and nobody is above the law. I think there's some simple things that we can do, lowering the limits allowed. You know, the fact that in some instances people can donate more to state races than they can a presidential race. I think we need to get rid of the LLC loophole. I think legislators should be this should be a full-time job. You know, when you're dealing with a budget this large, it should be a full-time job anyhow, because you should be as a fiduciary looking at the budget constantly. So it should be a full-time job, and legislators should be paid a living wage so they don't have to go out seek outside income. And all too often that outside income is somehow tied to state business, which is a massive conflict of interest.
What about term limits?
You know, when I was on the county board, I co-sponsored and passed term limits. I think term limits at the state level should be longer than we did at the county level, but I don't think we want to be institutionalizing people where they get so powerful that they do feel that they are above scrutiny and above transparency. Now, I've released my tax returns. Senator Murphy has not released his tax returns. I've said I'll release my tax returns every year if I'm elected. He is not.
He says term limits were set at 12 years at the county level and thinks perhaps 16 years would work best at the state level, but he is open to discussion. The 40th Senate District includes portions of Dutchess, Putnam, and northern Westchester counties and contains the Buchanan-based Indian Point nuclear power plant, which is shutting down by 2021. Local officials have been concerned about the closure's impact on taxpayers, and Harkin points to a now-closed nuclear plant on Long Island as an example.
I think we need to go back to the Shoreham model, where there was a dedicated cessation fund, and it was paid for by the ratepayers, not the taxpayers. So we need to have a dedicated cessation fund to hold the school district and those municipalities harmless.
And Harkin views the following as top issues.
Well, number one, in terms of taxes, public schools in the 40th district are underfunded by $77 million, according to the Brennan survey. So Senator Murphy's been in the majority for 4 years. He's failed to address it. Not only has he failed to address it, he's voted for tens of millions of dollars for New York City charter schools. So our property taxpayers have to add that, pick up the tab for that shortfall. And for our growing districts, crowded classrooms, classrooms in basements, these are things that are a reality for some of our school kids, and it's because the Senate Republicans would rather fund charter schools than public schools. So that's one of the major issues. The other are things like reproductive health care, common sense gun safety, the Child Victims Act. These are common sense solutions to the problems that people face. And finally, health care. The Senate Republicans, and Mr. Murphy is on the health care committee, have not even taken up the debate. So in my mind, once again, they've abdicated their right to lead. If they don't agree with single-payer health care, that's fine. But what's their option? Bring it up, discuss it in committee, take a vote. What are they afraid of?
Harkin is a Democrat from South Salem in Westchester County, running in New York's 40th Senate District. Republican Murphy is from Yorktown, also in Westchester. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.